Fourth parak of Talmud, first Mishnah. Lo hayu kaisim esetle, elam akdem oisir. When they had the sheep that they were going to shecht as a korban Talmud, so they didn't tie the two hands individually and the two legs, and the hands of the front legs and the legs of the back legs, elam akdem oisir, which they tie one, the left front leg and back leg to each other, and the right front leg and back leg to each other. Mishazach beivayim oisim, boy. The person who was zeicha to bring the avarim to the mizbeach would hold down the animal. The way they would hold him down was his head was facing to the south, which was basically facing towards the mizbeach because he was on the north. Upon of the ma'ariv, and his face, look at his back, upon of the ma'ariv, and his face, he would tilt his head towards the west, which was facing the base of Mikdash. So as far as his head and tail was, his head was to the south, and then he did tilt the head facing his face, which is facing the base of Mikdash on the west. Ashechid Oymed ben Mizrach, he would stand behind the animal. Upon of the Ma'ariv, he'd face also the base of Mikdash, the west. Shashachar Yonishchad al Keren Tzvonis Ma'arav Yishol Atavol Shneir. The one that was done in the morning, Meshefted on the northwestern Tabas, was like a ring which they put the neck of the behemoth into. So, in the northwestern corner of that area, on the second ring over there, Shabbein Abay Mei Nishkan Alkeh Mizrochis Tzvoinis Abdavash Shniyah. The later one was on the eastern side. Why did they do it in such a fashion? The reason for this was that it says you should shecht keneged hayom, which is opposite to the sun. So in the sun, in the morning, the sun was in the east and it shined to the west, and they would shecht on the western side. And the night, in the evening, late afternoon, the sun was at the west, and therefore they would shecht on the east. Shochel ha-sheched. Coin would shecht, Makabel and Makabel, the coin would receive, the blood would receive it. Bolo the Mizrach, the Kerin, Mizrach is Tzvoinis, and go to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, which basically was the Tzvoinis, was the one closest to him, and the Mizrach was further away from the base of Mikdash. And Noisin Mizrach is Tzvoinah, he'd sprinkle the blood, he'd throw the blood from the Kli on that corner to go to the east and to the north. And then it go, my Rav is Dreimis, then it go the opposite corner, southwestern corner of Nais and my Rav Dreimis. Put a sprinkle of blood on the corner which had hit the western and the southern part of the Mizbech. Shere Dama Yeshavah Lisaidam is Dreimis. The left of the blood he pour in a hole on the southern side of the base of the Mizbech.